T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All the girls I once caressed, and may I say I've been the best. For helping me to grow, I owe a lot I know to all the girls I've loved before. The winds of change always.
Deep in the vault today.
Well, we had to dig deep in the 80s. You know, there weren't a lot of, hang on, let me make sure I read this properly, Sam, so you don't dump me. Your artist of the day is Latin artists from the 1980s. I'm not allowed to say Mexican.
Pardon me for trying to avoid racist undertones.
Latin artists from the 1980s on this Cinco de Mayo. And happy Taco Tuesday and Cinco de Mayo. Latin artists from the 80s is your artist of the day, and it was very difficult. We had to dig deep. And we found Julio Iglesias with Willie Nelson. All the girls I've loved before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How's everybody doing?
I'm good.
Story here from today.com. I should be nailing this working from home thing these days. I've been based in a home office for years, so I'm not adjusting to Zoom meetings or missing my colleagues. My kids are relatively self-sufficient. I'm not sick. I'm not caring for anyone who is sick. With gyms and restaurants closed and travel restricted, I have lots of free time. I feel like I should be getting so much done, but I'm not.
How's that working out?
I continue reading, but I'm not. I'm distracted, and I'm fighting to concentrate. I'm in bed a little longer every night, but I'm not sleeping so well. I'm spending more time than ever scrolling through Facebook, Instagram. Feels like an accomplishment to play words with friends. Turns out I'm not the only one. We are feeling less productive and more fatigued because we are not equipped for this, says Melanie Ross Mills, a family relationship expert in Dallas.
Yeah.
Many of us check out in response to trauma, and we are all facing trauma these days. Quote, according to Mills, we cannot accomplish what we could have been able to do last February. Our continuity is lost, and we're feeling highly distracted. For comfort, we binge on Netflix, on an extra bag of Doritos, on a glass of rosé. And that contributes to our inability to focus. Are you having trouble focusing, Dana Wright?
What?
Who do you think is doing better in this, you or me?
I think you are doing better in some respects, and I think I am doing better in some respects. Quarantine fatigue is a real thing. I actually read this article two nights ago or last night. I don't remember because the days all mooshed together. I got into bed last night early, and I thought, I'm going to read a book. got a big library, lovely titles to choose from. I pulled a book down. I thought, it's early. I'm going to read. That seems like a good quarantine thing to do.
Sure.
I got through the first two paragraphs. It was a John Grisham book. And I realized I was reading, but I had not read a single word that I read.
You didn't
Does that make sense?
You didn't comprehend it.
Nope. I was just glossing over words, blah, blah, blah. And I put the book down. And I thought, this is stupid. I'm not going to read because I feel like it makes me feel more accomplished to read. You should read because you want to read. And my brain just, after the show, Scott, won't do it. I'm mush. And do you know what I did instead? I started scrolling Netflix. How many of us do that? Where you scroll, 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 scroll. And like 30 minutes later, you're like, I'm still scrolling.
And then you always end up on the same usual program that you've been
watching the entire time.
I do it every single day.
I watched Netflix last night. And I feel like, you know, I could be writing a book or I could be, you know, you said the other day, learn a foreign language. And I laughed out loud. I thought, who the hell is going to do that right now? I just have what is now called quarantine fatigue. It makes me tired.
You don't want to learn a, like I actually I'm going to ruin a birthday gift here, but Kelly turns 40 in July, and I'm going to get her. She's always wanted to learn Spanish, and I figure we're still going to be kind of semi, at least semi quarantined in 2 months, and so I'm going to get her that. Babbel, is that what it's called? Babbel?
Yeah.
I'm going to get her Babbel for her birthday because she's always wanted to learn Spanish. Why not try?
Yeah. If she can do it, good for her.
I know for me. There's no way.
I can get outside and I feel better. So like I cleaned the garage today. I pulled out all the patio furniture. I can go walk around the neighborhood or go play golf.
But
that
you couldn't
makes me
sit
feel
down
better.
And listen
no.
to
No, God, no. Once I'm inside, it's over. I because I'm here all the time anyway.
But you're there all the time anyway before this all started.
One of the things that article talks about is the decompression of physically getting in your car and driving from work back to home. And it actually suggests doing a fake drive home to get outside, to get your brain working, to get your body moving. I don't know.
Did you do that?
I have, yeah.
You've driven to the office and then just driven home?
Yeah, I've done that.
Wow.
I drive to the office and then I drive home every day.
Yeah, but because you're at the office, dumb.
Sam, I feel like you don't have the same level of fatigue because you're physically getting out, doing your job there, and then going home. For me, I love that drive home.
Mm-hmm. I have said the only two major changes that have happened in my life is that there's less people surrounding me on a daily basis and more people when I go to Walmart.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting way to look at it. What is everybody getting at the store these days? I honest to God, I drive by Target and Walmart and stuff on the way between here and Kelly's house. What are these people buying?
I think they just don't want to be home, honestly.
So they're just going out and buying stuff or...
Like I know we're supposed to be doing like one big grocery trip versus five little grocery trips, but I'm telling you, if Chris looks at me and says we're out of paper plates, I am out of here like the Roadrunner. I'm just gone. You just see a dust cloud and I'm gone.
Like you want to run out of stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
The telephone number here is 576-7798. If you guys want to weigh in on that, 576-7798. The mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Quentin Lucas, joins us at 4:45, and we have a quarantine conversation coming your way at 5 o'clock. Somebody you'll definitely recognize here on Dana and Parks.
Here she come now, say morning, morning. Shoot 'em down, turn around, come on.
Yeah. Hey, hey, what? Get. Oh, wait, never mind.
Oh, that's enough.
Can't say that part anymore. Story here.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, what?
Yeah.
Get what? Oh, never mind. Dana sent me this story. This is from the USA Today. A 68-year-old Michigan man is expected to face charges after he was captured on surveillance video wiping his nose and face on a Dollar Tree employee's sleeve rather than wearing a mask. Police say they were tipped off to the identity of the Linden, Michigan man by a viewer who saw the footage. The case has been referred to the prosecutor's office. The incident happened at 1:30 in the afternoon, local time in Holly, Michigan. According to the Holly Police Department, the suspect walked past door signs indicating that all customers entering the store were required to wear a face mask and reacted when a young female clerk reminded him of the new store policy. Here, I will just use this as a mask, he said as he wiped his face on her sleeve.
Did you see the picture, Scott? This is an old guy. Would excuse it if he's a young guy, but he's you know, he looks like a, church usher or something.
He's 68 years old, yeah, that's right.
Okay, so here's why I sent you this story. Is there going to be a new charge? Do we need, I know you're not a big fan of new laws, but this is, I'm not going to say these times are unprecedented, but that's what I'm thinking about saying. What do we do with the growing number of idiots who are assaulting store employees who are doing nothing more than following the rules that the businesses or the government have said, these are the rules?
You don't need a new law. The laws already exist.
What is the law?
Assault. Your rights only extend so far as they don't infringe upon mine. I've said that a thousand times.
I don't know that. So let's say 6 months ago, if I had walked into a Dollar Tree store and wiped my nose on a worker, I don't know that that would have been a crime. It would have been gross.
6 months. Well, first of all, I think it still would have been a crime. Maybe not one that a prosecutor would take up, but it still would have been a crime. You don't have the right to touch me. You don't have the right to wipe your nose on me. But now we live in a world where there is the potential that when you're wiping your nose on me, you're also giving me a deadly disease.
Right.
And so that in and of itself becomes a crime. You don't need to make a new crime. The crime
you
already
think it's
exists.
You think it's just battery?
It's assault. It might be battery even, yeah. Battery.
So if I accidentally sneeze on you, it's not battery because there's no intent. But if I walk up and I sneeze in your face, you're now saying that's battery.
When you walk into my store, which is privately owned, okay, which Dollar General is, and I say to you, sir, our store policy is that you have to wear a mask, okay? Listen, the government cannot require you to wear a mask, nor should the government be able to require you to wear a mask. But a store has every right to say, if you are going to enter here, not only do you have to have a shirt and shoes or no service, but you now, or at least for the time being, you have to wear a mask. And if you're approached by a store clerk who says, excuse me, sir, but you have to wear a mask to enter this store, and your first reaction is to wipe your snotty nose on the sleeve of that store clerk, that's a crime. No doubt about it.
Well,
and then you have the right to get your ass kicked and thrown out the front door.
It is worth repeating, and we're all tired.
Yeah, we are.
And some of us agree with the guidelines and some of us do not. But if you think that the door greeter or the clerk or the security guard making $9 an hour is in charge of the rules that you don't like.
They're just doing their job, man.
They're just doing their job. There was a security guard the day before yesterday, Scott, shot and killed, I believe, shot 8 times because he tried to stop someone from coming in and said, hey, I'm sorry, you can't come in without a mask. You got to put a mask on. Yeah. The frontline workers who are just trying to remind everyone that these are the regulations have nothing to do with putting those regulations into place.
Well,
your anger is misplaced.
Yeah, and we talked yesterday, Dana, on this show about the park ranger down in Austin, Texas, who was shoved into the river because he went up to a group of people and said, hey, guys, everybody has to be 6 feet apart. Now, I don't know if that park ranger agrees with the law or not, or the guidance or regulation or whatever you want to call it, okay? But what he is doing is called his job, you know? And your response to him doing his job is to shove him into the river in Austin? Get your head checked, man. There's something wrong with you, not with him. You're out of your mind. I don't get it. I just don't get it. We got to get to the news here at the bottom of the hour. Don't forget the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Quentin Lucas, will be joining us in 15 minutes. We have a quarantine conversation, special guest joining us at 5 o'clock here on Dan and Park. The year was 1987. The band was Guns N' Roses, and they changed the landscape. It is a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Welcome back. Dana, I have been informed that you have something for the people.
I do. I love good news, and here's good news. So remember when Governor Andrew Cuomo talked about the Kansas farmer who donated the mask and sent it to the governor's office and said, mm-hmm. I had an extra N95 mask. Mm-hmm. And it really did bring tears to everybody's eyes. It was just the sweetest thing. Listen to this story from the Kansas City Star. Kansas farmer who donated face mask to New York governor finally gets college diploma. Dennis Runke, who lives in Troy, Kansas, received a college diploma from Kansas State University on Tuesday. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and K-State President Richard Myers conferred the bachelor's degree upon Runke during a ceremony at the state capitol. The Northeast Kansas farmer gained attention when the governor highlighted his contribution of the N95 respirator mask for a doctor or nurse. The governor of the state called it humanity at its best. Runke was 2 credits away from completing his degree at K-State when his father died in 1971. He left school to care for his mother and family farm and was not able to return.
Good for him.
Isn't that lovely? The governor says Dennis's kindness and lifelong career in agriculture make him more than qualified to receive a degree.
Good for him. The White House announcing today the coronavirus task force will wind down its work on Memorial Day or thereabouts, according to Vice President Mike Pence. Quoting here from the Vice President, I think we are starting to look at the Memorial Day window, early June window, as a time when we could begin to transition back to having our agencies begin to manage our national response in a more traditional manner. Now, to this story. Students at more than 25 U.S. universities who have been sent home to learn online during the coronavirus pandemic are now filing lawsuits against their schools, claiming they are not getting the quality of education they were promised and paid for, and demanding partial refunds on tuition and campus fees, Dana Wright. The suits reflect students' growing frustration with online classes that schools scrambled to create as the coronavirus forced campuses to close last month. The suits say that students should pay lower rates for the portion of the term that was offered online, arguing that the quality of instruction is below the classroom experience. Boom, boom, and boom. Drop the mic and walk out.
I agree that something should be given back. The whole enchilada should not be given back, but something should be given back.
Not saying the whole enchilada should be given back.
Yeah.
But here's the crazy thing. And KU, you can suck it, by the way.
Oh, no, I can't say that.
Oh,
because
I
can. They're all in this same boat, Scott, trying to figure out what the heck they're going to do.
No, you haven't heard me out. So KU And with when you're a divorced couple, I think you probably know this, Dana. Right now, Shonda is paying for the classes, okay? She pays for the tuition.
Right.
And the tuition just happens to be almost dollar for dollar what the room and board is. So I pay the room and board.
Sure.
Okay? It's roughly the same cost. I mean, give or take a few dollars here and there. So Sarah is sent home in early March, mid-March, and told you're going to learn from home. So the room that I paid for and the food that I paid for at KU, she is no longer getting. So KU decided to take her food, the food portion of what I paid for, and they're just moving it to next semester.
Yeah.
Well, guess who's not living in a dorm next semester? And so now she can still, you know, go to like the Union and get a Subway sandwich or a Chick-fil-A or whatever.
Yeah.
But we did get a redacted rate back on the dorm of like $1,200 or something like that. First of all, that money went into Sarah's bank account, not mine. Even though I was the one that paid it. KU, I want the food money back too.
Okay, I agree with you on the food money because there is no food being consumed. Let me, just real quick, this is a breakdown.
And what if she decides not to go to KU next year? Not that she won't, she will. But what if she decided, you know, I'm going to transfer to K-State or Emporia or whatever. Where does all that money that they so generously just transferred onto her... KU food card for next semester.
What they need to do is transfer it to your general fund.
What they need to do is write me a check.
Well, it's a lot easier just to slide it over and say, we'll kick this toward tuition next year than it is to cut everybody a check.
Not when her mom is the one who's in charge of tuition.
I agree with the students who are complaining about the fees, and here's why. Just as an example, because it was the easiest to look up, I looked up the KU fees for this year. And do you know what the fees are, Scott? Things for Watkins Health Services, which they are not going to be using right now. The Student Union Building, which they are not using right now.
No, she's not using that. No.
Student Union Activities.
No.
Legal Services for Students. Campus Environment Improvement. The Campus Radio Station. Student Senate activity. Like, all of that needs to be given back. I completely agree with you.
They don't ever give the fees back.
Campus transportation operations. Those big buses. $56.
She's not riding on those.
So this semester, I only took one class, and it was online, and I still had to pay, like, $500 worth of campus fees. And I'm like, I literally haven't even gone to the campus once.
There's a $27 bus procurement fee. I'm not procuring any buses right now.
I'm not busing anything! I want my money back, KU. Suck it.
I love that one of the fees is student money management. I don't know what that means, but they're charging you to help you with money management.
Mm-hmm. No, I got that pretty good. I'm good on my money management.
I agree. The fees need to be prorated.
Give me... my money back. I don't know how to be more clear. I want my money back, KU. You guys are like little leeches of money. And listen, I know that because I graduated from KU, I'm supposed to be all KU and Jayhawk, everything. No, suck it. I don't care. I have no
love.
You're
a horrible alum.
You're right. I am a horrible alum. I don't care. KU, I don't care about you. I want my money back.
I do. And what I will say is the universities in the state university system need to come together, like all the mayors did in the beginning, but not at the end. They need to come together and say, this is what we are as a collective going to do and how we are going to do it.
Somebody writes in, let me get the number here, 8477. For what it's worth, nearly all of those services are still in effect at KU. How is the bus procurement service still? What are they, just driving buses around with nobody in it?
Gunny, there's the Big Ben. No.
Hey, look, I'm procuring.
Oh, yeah.
You're and the radio station, KJHK, give me a break.
There's nobody, a UDK readership fee.
Nobody listens to KJHK.
Oh, yes, they do.
No, they don't. I was on it for a long time. Nobody listened to me. Well, they still don't.
I was going to say, you still sound sad about that.
Now I'm on KMBZ and they still don't listen.
Nobody likes me.
The mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, joins us in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. The phone number is 576-7798. All right, so we got a little issue here with the mayor. Does not look like he's going to be joining us at the moment. Was just texting with his spokeswoman, who said, and I'll just read this. Stimulus guidance was just released by the Treasury Department. We are discussing on a staff call that is running way over, and I can't pull him away just yet. All right, so we will try to get the mayor sometime next hour, hopefully. It's been kind of tough ever since this all started to ferry the mayor onto the show. He's probably 50-50 on when he can join us on time. And that's not his fault. I'm not mad, nor should you be. But he's a busy guy, you know, so we'll try to work something out in the 5 o'clock hour. We have a special coronavirus quarantine conversation coming your way at 5 o'clock that Dana doesn't know anything about. Mm. I'll give you a hint. Just returned to town.
Okay.
That's all I will tell you.
Okay.
Very, very famous.
All right. Don't give me any more hints.
I won't.
Think about it.
Okay. College students are filing lawsuits. They want their money back, saying that they're not getting the education they deserve online. This is from 4340. Scott, I agree, but stop complaining every time the subject about KU fees comes up. They are working on a lot of things, and you are getting off so cheaply by only paying half, so let it go, please. What do you mean I'm getting off cheaply?
Well, I would say you're getting off cheaply. Let's widen it out and make it more about the other things people aren't getting money back for, because it's certainly not just college. I mean, was there a listener the other day who said they were still paying for preschool even though the kid's not going to preschool?
That's a good
one. That, to me, I was like, whoa.
All right. What are you paying for, Dana, that right now you're not getting? I can give you one right now.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't belong to a traditional gym, so that's not something I'm paying for.
Okay. My gym is not charging us right now.
Okay.
I have not heard a peep out of Sporting Kansas City.
I am still very surprised they have not at least come out and said something like, we're on it, we're working on a plan, not sure what it's going to look like, but we're working on it.
I mean, I've been a season ticket holder for 10 years. I haven't heard a word from them.
Have you tried to reach out?
No. But I would think that they would reach out to me. I mean, I can if I want to be a jerk about it, but I just don't want to be that guy, you know, who's like, well, you know, I haven't sat in a stand for 3 months since the first game of the season.
You don't want to be that guy. You are that guy.
I was going to say you literally
just said are that guy.
Blanket. I don't know how many times.
No, hang on, guys. Hang on. Stop. Stop.
Sorry.
And this is probably going to hurt my feelings, but I don't care. Am I really that much of a curmudgeon? Because you, the, listen, and stop.
Okay, sorry.
And get off my lawn.
Okay.
But the way you guys portray me, I am like a gigantic jerk. And I don't see myself that way.
I think am I that bad? Lovable, no, you are a lovable guy who is getting a little grumpier with every passing year.
That's not what I asked. Am I a jerk?
No, I don't think you're a jerk.
Then why do you why do you guys make me feel like one?
And
by the way, Dana, you're on my lawn. Get off.
I was joking when I said that, and then I was joking when I laughed.
You guys hurt my
feelings.
Because
you said, I don't want to be that guy after 30 minutes of ranting that you want your money back for something else. I'm just pointing out that, like, you are that guy. I know you might not want to be that guy. I'm just saying that you are that guy.
I'm going to ditto what she said.
I'm curious, if you were getting married, do you get that money back? Like your deposit money? I mean, you can't have a wedding, but you've already put the deposit down for, you know, the big fancy venue outside, Scott.
Yeah.
Do you get that money back?
What about that trip to Turks and Caicos or Mexico or wherever you were going to go on your honeymoon? Do you get that back?
Well, some of the airlines are saying, enjoy your credit.
Did you see the cruise lines are going to start back up in August?
Oh, they're selling cruises. I just got an email.
Hell no. You literally would have to duct tape me and handcuff me to get me on a cruise ship right now. It's not.
What about
happening.
Disney World? Would you go to Disney World?
Well, I would. I didn't want to go to Disney World when I had kids who were old enough to enjoy it. I hated Disney World. No, God, no. If you have 5 and 6 year old kids right now, coronavirus, and I'm not trying to make light of coronavirus because it's a very serious thing. Coronavirus is the best thing that ever happened to you. Because now you don't have to go to Disney World. Because
see, I never fell
awful.
Into the trap that you are made as a parent to feel like you have to go do that. And I refuse to fall into that trap.
Shonda,
I never felt like we have to do it. We've never done it. I think Joe took the kids a couple years ago.
Shonda dragged us down to Disney World, and it was the worst 4 days of my life. I hated every minute of it.
You're not grumpy at all. You hated the happiest place on earth.
It's not the happiest place on earth. It's miserable. It's terrible. Don't go. I'm telling you, you're welcome. When we get back, our quarantine conversation with one of my favorite people on the planet here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.